can't remember nothing at all. No, but I know I don't belong. I knew it all along, 'cause I'm just a space cadet with nowhere to lay my head. So write me off, 'cause I don't know anything at all. Yeah, I'm just a space cadet with no one to make my bed. So feel me in and just send me.
Smiling ears so much. Woohoo! We're back. It's Nina.
Good morning, Medford.
Oh, it's Aiden, and he doesn't have sound. Let's play our favorite little game, Guess the Mic, except now we realize there are labels. Yay!
Wait, is it actually me?
I think so.
Oh, it sounds so quiet. Hello? Hello? I don't know if that one's me.
Okay, well, we'll see if it's any of those.
You don't want to just say it. Hello?
Well, it's definitely not that one.
Hello? Oh, yeah. It is this one.
See?
It's a little quiet.
Yeah.
It's a little quiet Monday morning.
Oh, my God. That song was so fun. Wow.
That was really fun.
So the theme of this show, because we've never had a theme, but this isn't really a theme, whatever, is I found these from a Still Woozy Radio, so if they're giving you similar vibes to that, then that is why. This song was Because I Love You, and it's by Montaigne, I wanted to say. What is your thoughts on that pronunciation?
I gotta see the letters. Where am I looking here? Montagne.
Okay, Montagne. No, that was definitely wrong.
Montagne.
Mine's definitely right. Anyway, we've missed you guys so much. We're excited to be back and ready for action. Yes, we got a super fun little set coming up. In a few songs, we have another song by Benny, which I love him, so I'm excited for that. But it's one that I haven't heard before, which is why I'm pumped.
We have Benny and Kenny.
And Kenny. In the lineup. Little Ken dog. Kenny Beats.
Kenny Beats.
Kenny Beats. That really rolls all the tongue. Anything else to add?
No, let's start listening to some music.
There's a song somewhere in here that I put in for you because it's got some fun little jazz little bits, but we'll see if you can guess it because I don't remember what it's called.
Okay, sweet.
Listeners, you guess too, based on all the songs that Aiden chooses versus the ones that I choose, which could be the Aiden song. Again, we're back from spring break. Life updates.
Yep.
Back from spring break.
Had a great time. Was thinking about smiling ears the whole time, though.
Oh, yeah, no. In my head, I was like, oh, God, I miss Smiling Ears.
Yeah.
And we missed a session because of Smiling Ears. We missed one because of winter break. We've been hurting.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's good to be back.
I was just sitting on the beach thinking about what the commuters of Medford were listening to right now.
It's so true. You guys are doing well.
What the automated radio was serving up for them. Probably nothing near as good as what we serve up for them.
It could have been subs. Yeah, for the record, if you heard me last week, it was a sub. It wasn't me. Or 2 weeks ago, I guess.
There's an imposter.
Also, we were just talking about how the sun is rising now. And last time we went to our show, it had not risen yet. Crazy how that works.
So crazy how that works.
Yeah, but love it. I'll love it all the same.
Yeah.
It's awesome to wake up in the sun. It feels like our bodies are doing the right thing, you know?
Yeah.
Circadian rhythm. It's so true.
Yeah.
Just all hype and good vibes.
So true.
Alrighty, next one on the docket is Last Words by Kenny Beats and Joy. Oh, this is the 9 you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Enjoy. Pretty sure that was the Aiden song, and Aiden said that he already knew it, and he thought that he added it to the playlist, so do I know your taste, or do I know your taste?
As he reached into my brain,
and just ripped it on out.
Pulled out a song that I love, and just threw it right in the playlist. Amazing work.
Thanks. That's really all I had to say, but just feeling absolutely proud and impressed with myself currently. Live, laugh, love.
That was Last Words by Kenny Beats.
Yeah, and then the next one is Ashes to Amber by Iris. Swapped. Iris by Ashes to Amber. Funnily enough, we had a conversation about do a lot of artists have all their songs in all capital letters? Because me and my mom were using that to differentiate one specific artist. My dad said, no, that's not a differentiator, which now I'm realizing Iris is in all caps, but I feel like it's not common. Like that the artist name and all the songs are capitalized. What are you looking at?
I'm just looking at the capitalization. Which one's capitalized?
Well, it's not capitalized here. It's capitalized Spotify.
Okay, I see.
So do you think that's common or not?
I think it's pretty common. Like, I know MF Doom. I know,
like, all in caps artist all and caps, all songs?
Yeah, that's like his thing. It's like...
Okay.
All caps when you spell the man's name. But not every artist does it, so.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. So, you know, maybe Kate Renata does it.
That's true.
Kate Renata does all caps. It is kind of common, but it's still a cool thing. Still pretty unique.
Gosh, dang it.
You made a great observation.
All right, Ains Mike's getting turned off.
Destroying you with facts and logic.
Yeah, I actually hate it. Next on the docket, Iris. Enjoy.
Spin you to your blind, blow you up and make you mine. what's on my mind. Got my fangs out, better hide. Wanna tangle up in you. Don't be tempted to escape. Wishing it was just us two, cause she'll make you feel out of place. Wanna tangle up in you. Don't be tempted to escape. Wishing it was just us two. Just us two.
just consist of overthinking and reminiscing, guarded by a minotaur. Watch when you're going for it. So this I just consist of. Simple matters could change our afters, and sometimes it gets hazy. Justifies the days that I'm lazy, days where I know they all hate me.
Yo, and we're back.
Hello.
Even got a little topic for us today.
We'll do some vibey songs.
Topic Meister. Yeah, I know. That was slaying hard. I was loving that.
Slayed.
Vibey is all heck.
Eight left, no crumbs.
0 crumbs on the table.
All right. Well, you know, waking up for the show, having a very different morning routine from the one I'm used to, made me think about how morning routines can look very different at different times in our lives.
So insightful.
And I wanted you to talk about some of your favorite and even least favorite morning routines, and you know how they affected your day and what they looked like.
Excellent. Well, I feel like when I was young and I was just trying to get out the door. We went from, like, I remember there was a switch room. My parents made our cereal, which was like putting cereal in a bowl and like us making our cereal. That was a big change. Like, surprisingly big for the tiny amount of a task, but that was exciting. Getting all of our bowls and stuff out, you know, not just having it done for us like when we were little kids. So that was a big morning routine switch. But I feel like now it really depends on the day. I like to, at some point in my morning, really do my, like, face, wash my teeth, brush my teeth, all that type of stuff. Like, I like to just do everything. I don't really like to miss that, but sometimes I really just want to get up and at them and go for a walk or do my thing. So maybe I'll literally just, like, wake up, put on clothes, get out the door. I think that's kind of my ski mindset, honestly, of, like, you just need to... You're just doing something. You're up and at them once you're up. And I feel like since I was waking up so early, it was so cold, and you just had to, you know, put on something and get out the door, that oftentimes that's, I use it as like a productivity thing, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. The one thing that I don't like about my habits is, like, I feel like I'm always rushing in the morning. I feel like I never have, unless I have like absolutely nothing to do, I'm always like, I always just give myself a little too much sleep.
Aiden takes like 7 hours to wake up. Aiden, we call it his boot up period.
It is my
and most... And it is lengthy.
It is my most toxic trait.
Literally is.
I'm not a morning person at all.
No.
But, like, I don't know. There are definitely times, like, when it's absolutely necessary, I can be really up and at him in the morning. Like, for example... This morning, I was up and at him.
So true.
I had something I was excited about being at.
Thanks.
Like, jumping right out of bed. Well, I wouldn't say jumping, but taking less than...
I think I jumped right out of bed.
Taking less than 25 minutes to get out of bed, which is jumping for me.
It's also so cold this morning. I don't know. I guess I just didn't have heat on my house. But getting out of that bed, I was like... throwing my sweatpants on, throwing his sweatshirt on. I was dying. So that was pretty rough. And we were talking about how at my camp, everything's kind of like outside. And in the summer, obviously, it's warm during the day, but it's really cold in the morning and night. And you have to wear like 17 layers to go to breakfast because it's like 30 degrees and you don't want to freeze. And also, it's like impossible to get out of bed in the mornings. So it was just reminding me of that, like, throw on actually as many layers as possible and then hit the road.
Yeah. At my camp, it wasn't quite as cold. We were a few hundred miles south from Nina. But it was...
Canada, man.
Canada, man.
Stuff's wild.
But you'd wake up and just, like, immediately have to get in lines. And it was, heat, dead summer. Like, even 7:30 a.m., like, the sun is pounding. And you just, like... did not get enough sleep the night before, and you have to wrangle all the kids, and you gotta...
So the opposite experience is not solitary and cold, it's wrangles and warm. And,
like, sun glaring in your eyeballs, and... Yeah.
Cringe. Just kidding. Hey. Bet you killed cringe. It with the kiddos. Aiden was a volatile counselor. So.
Was not a volatile counselor. What does that even mean?
I just meant it to mean like...
That makes it sound like an anger issue.
Yeah, I know. As soon as I said it, I was like, maybe that was a chaotic counselor.
We were all chaotic, though.
Hmm.
Yeah. I feel like I was more on the responsible end of the spectrum, but...
Not what Molly said.
What? What does she know? What did she
like,
know?
She just seemed to be on Alden Road to some major shenanigans.
Yeah, okay, we were shenanigizing, but...
Shenanigizing to the max.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like that, shenanigizing.
Yeah. There needs to be a verb.
So true. We should just make up words on the show and then start using them, like, a ton.
Nina, and you say just that get them into everyone else together. That's not what you do 24/7. That's literally all you do. Just make up words and use them.
It is true that yesterday in our exec meeting, I was like, I thought that I made up hard in the paint when I was younger because I was using it in high school. No one even knew what I was talking about. So
do you know where
it
comes from?
Apparently basketball. Yeah. I didn't hear from basketball. I don't know where I heard it. But in my head, it was mine after that.
What did you think you were saying?
I also rewrite history a lot. As Aiden will tell you, I just think everything that I haven't heard other people say in a while, I'm like, well, I definitely made it up.
Hilarious. There's definitely some things you said that you totally made up.
Yeah,
definitely. The lines can get blurred.
They get blurred when you just make up language left and right. I'm basically Shakespeare, so it's hard to keep up sometimes, I know. Just kidding. For the audience, I'm not an egomaniac. Just joshing around.
Just joshing. All right, what we got next up in the queue?
What we got cooking? Oh, yeah, okay, so this is first time by Baker? Baker. I think Baker.
Bacar.
And they have another really awesome song called Hellenbeck, which, shout out, Mom. I remember that one day after all the Rachel stuff, we were sitting in the car shouting to that song, and it was epic, so it always gives me good vibes. But yeah, so this is a different song by them. Get hyped.
I can't wait.
I know. I
literally can't wait.
I know.
Press that darn button.
At the absolute edge of your seat. Enjoy.
You know that that's what I like.
And we back. PSA time. Okay. Passenger. Texting while driving prevention PSA. This is a message for all... Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. This is a message for all you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? Maybe a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org.
Has someone ever chosen a text over your life?
I don't think so. I don't know. Probably not. Hopefully not. Can't really remember. What about you?
Yeah, same. I mean, I feel like that's something I'd remember. So, hopefully not.
Yeah, that'd be pretty silly. So, I would hope that no one would do that, to be honest.
Yep.
Anyway, hopefully you guys are loving these songs. Next on the docket.
Imagine. What? Imagine someone's listening to that in the car and they're texting while driving and there's a passenger right next to them.
Yeah, that'd be devastating. That's why we have these PSAs.
That's what we do it for.
Yep, exactly.
Give them a look in their eyes. Look straight into their soul.
And just tell them.
Just think about how little
stop texting.
They value your life.
Jesus, okay. 6:30 in the morning. 7:30, actually. 7:40, okay.
Wow, time flies.
Time flies when you're having fun. Excellent docket. See You Girl by Steve Lacy. Enjoy.
Oh, about your face and how I miss it, and I wish that I could see it more. But you're in college now and I'm about to go on tour.
I put a little skin down somewhere on the curb. It's just a little spin out, and it's gotta learn. Like, what's a loss of blood when you win a bit of dirt? Easy on them turns, easy on them turns. I put a little skin down somewhere on the curb. It's just a little spin out, and it's gotta learn. Like, what's a loss of blood when you win a bit of dirt? Push it off, man. It's a little burn. I could cough and look a little dirt. But I got to sweat more than I bleed. Just to keep the concrete on my knees. Safe flight, but I wanna die, keeping my peel. Don't you go losing your heads. All I roll around, only two wheels. Cause I'ma keep in mind what my mom said. Easy on them turns, easy on them turns. So put a little skin down somewhere on the curb. It's just a little spin out, and it's gotta learn. Like, it's a loss of blood when you in a bit of dirt. Easy on them turns, easy on them turns. So put a little skin down somewhere on the curb. It's just a little spin out, and it's gotta learn. Lost some blood when you win a bit of dirt. Easy on the turns, easy on the turns.
Yo, yo, we back.
Yep.
Yo, yo, yo.
Want to talk about those songs?
What?
Never mind. Up next, we got my songs, Get Pumped.
Get Wrecked.
No, your songs are amazing. I was vibing out.
Thanks, dog.
But I know Nina on the show is not a huge fan of instrumental songs.
Only when they're boring.
Well, this one is super vibey, so I think you're going to like it.
Sick. I've also liked some of your instrumental before. I okayed this song. Just that.
Oh, you listened to it?
No. Just like previous instrumentals you've done, I've liked.
Okay. We got a good
try. I don't like when it's like that for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So I've got a lot of trust to uphold here with this song.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not vibey, you might never hear another instrumental song on the show again.
This right. is the song.
So pray for me, basically.
Any other words?
Nope. Well, I'll introduce the song. This is Midnight Moon by VBND.
Good luck, sir. And to the rest of you, enjoy. Thank you. rating for that song. Might be enough for my show. Okay. Aiden, you pass. Congrats.
Passes the vibe quota.
Oh, yeah. Vibe quota checked.
Frick yeah.
This is what we're going to call the last song for today. Longest Time by Hablo Brown. How you feeling about it? How you feeling sad?
Yeah.
Feeling devastated?
Like it's going to be a long time until I see these listeners, hear these, talk to these listeners again. They don't interact with me at all. It's a one-way street.
You don't see them or talk to them.
Unless it's your parents, because they text you.
So true. Love it. They're our only true fans. I wonder if there's like one random commuter that like every week hears our song, or our show, or every other week, I guess now.
I'd like to think so.
Me too.
Whoever you are, thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, random commuter. We love
you. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thanks.
And I hope you enjoy the music.
And I hope you slay your work day.
So true. I'm sure they will. If they listen to us, they're definitely going to slay it.
Obviously. But yeah, no. It's been a while since we've been on, and it's going to be another, like, over a week till we're back, so.
We're going to miss you.
We will miss you.
We hope you miss us.
You freaking better. Just kidding. Just kidding. All love. All love, listeners.
All right. That's smiling ears.
Oh. Sorry, I'm literally just stalling until it's 55, and then I'm going to say my little jingle, and then we'll hit the road.
Amazing. Can't wait to watch Survivor after this.
Sorry. Also, Survivor shout out. Oh my God. We should have a Survivor episode.
That's a great theme.
Genius theme.
That's a really
theme.
Good theme.
Well, maybe it won't be a theme for the music, but it'll be a theme for the vibes.
Yeah. I'm a survivor.
Oh, whoa.
You can make anything into a theme.
That's so true. We could make anything into a theme.
Thanks, Queen.
This is Nina, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Toast Freeform Radio. Thanks for listening, and enjoy.
Around midnight, I hit you for the ride along. Stay up till the sunrise, 'cause I can't spend the night alone. No, no. Oh, oh, oh. That's when you say, let's get loose, babe. Shit to make me fall in love. It feels so good when we take it slow. It should have been this way all along. I swear you've been here for the longest time. I swear you make it feel like the longest night. I swear when you feel things, real things, they never go away. I swear occupies the space between our bodies. We should take the long way home, driving on and on until we find it.
Till we find it.
We've been here a thousand times before. Nothing's changed besides the moment. We should have our own. Probably met a thousand years ago. And it's space of time that I've been always find my way to you. And this the type of shit to make me fall in love. Feels so good when you take it slow. Should've been this way all along. I swear. Go away.
Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening.